on this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I are going to talk Zedron.
Yeah, we're going to talk Zedron. And we're going to talk Zedron. Johnny Walks, Jonathan Walker posted. Yeah, we are going to post Zedron. But Johnny posted an article. We're going to talk about that. We got a new podcast out. We're going to talk about that. I posted an article. And we're doing a jersey giveaway. There's so much
jersey giveaway. Yeah, the jersey giveaway. Stop talking. The jersey giveaway is going to be fantastic. You might win a Kirk Cousins jersey. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be really excited about that. So let's start. Let's get this show going. Come on, Andrew. Play the intro. How's it work? Play the intro.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting. No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight. It's done.
We're done. Now we're back.
It's all post. It's all in post.
So now we're back.
Welcome.
So now we start our show. Okay, great. This is great. Now you definitely have no idea that we haven't recorded in 2 weeks, right? We were just hitting the ground running.
I was on vacation
for 2 weeks, Andrew.
I'm allowed to enjoy myself.
Not that much. You're not supposed to. No, you can't enjoy yourself that much. 2 weeks is too long of a time. We made some filler videos, huh? We talked about fantasy football. Yeah.
We talked a lot about fantasy football. But before we hop into it, I want everyone to know that they can find us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. Go ahead and rate us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Yeah, give us that
rate
five
star. Fucking 5 stars.
And subscribe on YouTube. If you want more content like this, you can check out b3tsports.com. And if you want to leave us a message, so we'll play it on our podcast and we can respond to you, go to anchor.fm/betbathbeyond. So there's a feature on there. You can actually go and leave a message just through an app.
Leave a message? What is this?
It's
like a voicemail? What do you mean, leave a message?
Like a voicemail. It's like a built-in feature. We're bringing it back.
Don't do that. I don't want people doing that.
Anchor.
Nope.
Oh, I want people to do that.
I don't want anyone doing that. We're going to get a bunch of weirdos leaving us voicemails. Yeah. I'm not.
I'll manage it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So let's talk about the jersey giveaway.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we're telling them to do all these things, but we're not really giving them any incentive to do all these things other than obviously the great content that we put out on a week-to-week basis.
Right.
But tell them about the jersey giveaway.
You can win.
Kirk Cousins. Okay, well, that's my tagline, Andrew. You can win.
That's the worst tagline,
Andrew. I cannot believe that is one of how many jerseys did we put on the graphic? How many jerseys did we put on the promotional?
There are three jerseys. Three jerseys.
I cannot believe. And name the three jerseys that you put on the graphic for these giveaways.
Travis Kelce.
Good.
Aaron Rodgers.
Good.
Kirk Cousins. We're a Midwest podcast. Everyone
unbelievable.
Also, finding jersey PNGs to make graphics is not easy, all right? That shit is harder to find.
It's so easy.
How about this? If you're listening, send us BetBathBeyond@gmail.com. Send us all the jersey NFL jersey PNGs that you can find. Send them to us. I will make brand new graphics for everybody. How about that?
No. Here's what you should do. Leave us a voicemail on Anchor, and then you can send us an email. Because let's do the voicemails first, then the emails, and then you can fix the Kirk Cousins graphic, because that sure is shit not getting anyone to sign up.
Stop interrupting me. I'm going to tell the people. So there's an NFL jersey giveaway. It'll be a free NFL jersey if you are drawn at the end of September. It's running from the beginning of September to the 30th. There are lots of different ways to enter. The initial way is going to be, signing up. We'll get you one entry. And there are lots of other things to do with social, following us on YouTube, subscribing, following us on Twitter, retweeting stuff. They'll all get you a certain number of submissions.
Watching the pod.
Watching the pod, exactly. All these things get you a certain number of submissions, and the more submissions you have, the better chance you have to win. At the end of the month, we're going to pull a winner right here on the show, and then we're going to reach out, and you're going to win a free NFL jersey from the team of your choice, courtesy of
BGC. Wait, so they get to pick them?
They do. We'll reach out, and we'll say, which jersey do you want? And then we'll go to the NFL.com site, and we will purchase it and ship it and get it right to them.
Do you want to have a bet with me? A real money bet. A real money bet, Andrew. That's very rare because I'm not a sports bettor.
You don't,
I'm
going to do that.
I'm going to go on a rant.
I think that's later a lie. I think you're going to be a sports bettor.
I don't know. I don't know if it makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense for me anymore. I honestly.
It's not about making sense.
I think, look, I'm going to go on a rant later on the episode. I'll go on an official why do people sports bet? I understand gambling. Gambling is fun as shit. People want to win money. However, there are better use cases to gamble with than sports.
I already have a thing in my pocket for that. But tell me what
you got. Thing in your pocket? Ooh, got a thing in your
pocket?
Yeah,
I got.
I got something.
I've got something in the back for how to deal with that.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go back to what the fuck. What even was I talking about? What was I talking about?
You said you were going to make a real money bet with me.
Yes. Yes. Okay. How much would you bet me? What would the odds you'd give me if someone, because they get to pick any team they want, right? Any jersey they want.
Yeah.
What are the odds that they pick Kirk Cousins?
Oh, probably pretty low. But, well, I think they're low, but I think they're higher than you think. Because
I don't think so. I think
regionally, we're in the Midwest.
I will give you.
You think there's a 0% chance? Is that what you're saying?
I will. Well, here's the thing. If we bet $10, Andrew, if we bet $10 right now, and I would give you $1,000 if someone picked Kirk Cousins.
Picks a Kirk Cousins.
Would you take
that
bet?
Taking that 100%. Because $10 is nothing. I'll take 100%.
Yeah, you buy the lottery ticket. This kind of goes back to the hole in one situation. If you guys don't know, Andy and I are big golfers. We're actually going to be golfing.
Wow.
We're going to be golfing today, right?
We like to golf.
We're going
to
be golfing
today. When you're listening to this, we're going to be out there on the greens.
On Friday. So we're going to be golfing today. I'm heading to Iowa for Labor Day weekend. I will spend some time with you, Andrew. I will spend some time with you in real life. In real life. Now, this is kind of going back to the hole-in-one bet, which is you bet me like $5 and I'd say, yeah, Andrew,
on 1,000-to-1 odds that I could hit a par 4 onto the green in one swing.
And it just will never happen.
That bet every time. Well, here's the thing. I don't think that'll never happen. I think for golf that will never happen. But there are situations where I'll bet you like 1,000-to-1 odds where the situation, it's mostly luck based, but it could happen. And I'm waiting for the day where you're like, here's $1,000. That would be the funniest day of my life.
All right. So, damn it. Now you're making me second guess because what if we get some fucking Vikings fan?
Fan? That's why I told you. I think it's low, but it's not as low as you think.
I'll die if I have to pay you $1,000 because some fucking idiot in Minnesota wants a Kirk Cousins. Even if you're a Vikings fan, wouldn't you
would
want?
Think that you'd want a Cook jersey probably, or like a Jefferson jersey.
I was thinking Jefferson. He's a hot new wide receiver, hot young wide receiver. Okay. Dalvin Cook also makes sense. Kirk Cousins, it's almost like a Flacco.
I mean,
jersey.
Kirk Cousins is his. There's rumors that Cam got cut by the
Should we talk about NFL, Andrew?
By the Patriots.
Should we talk NFL news?
Well, we'll get to the NFL.
We're talking NFL right now.
Okay, I guess we're going to start with the NFL. So, Cam got cut. He's no longer a Patriot. They're all in on Michael McCorkle Jones as their starting QB. People who are looking into signing Cam, I mean, no one's going to sign him to be a starting QB. Not a single team. I mean, like, if you're the Houston Texans, you're not going to because it's already out that they're going to hold Deshaun Watson on the roster, their 53-man roster, even though he's not going to play. So,
yeah, it's weird. That's weird, right?
It's going to be super expensive. Like, they're going to have to pay him. The reason they're doing it, though, is, I mean, they have to if they want to trade him, right?
What is going on with Deshaun Watson's legal trouble right now?
There's been no new news that I am currently made aware of. Now, on the trade front, some news came out that they're like the Dolphins are the front runners, and I don't believe any of that shit for any, because they want three firsts and like 2 seconds, which I don't think is necessarily the most outrageous price for a like a franchise quarterback, but it's the most ridiculous price for somebody who you don't know if they can fucking play. Who would trade three draft classes for a guy who might not play ever again?
So didn't the Dolphins put in a clause like in that offer that he would actually have to be able to play, or they could just walk back their picks?
So the thing is, I don't think the Dolphins, I mean, I think what happened was the Houston Texans were like, hey, we want to trade Deshaun Watson. And then the Miami Dolphins were like, hey, we kind of want Deshaun Watson. And then they started talking about it. And then they're like, I don't know if I want Deshaun Watson. The owner says he's in love with him. I think when it's straight football, supreme
easy
talent.
Take
I
it easy. Yeah. We're using terms of affection right now for Deshaun Watson.
I'm just saying, like, if it's only football, I take Deshaun Watson over a lot of guys in the league. But if you don't know, like, I don't know if he's going to play. Who knows? The Texans are doing the smart thing. They should hold him on the roster all year, even if he's not going to play until the legal. I mean, if he gets convicted of something, yeah, like, can him. Get rid of him. Like, that's bad PR, all that sort of shit. He shouldn't be in football. But if they're actually wanting to trade him, it makes the most sense to hold him for a whole year. They're not one Deshaun Watson trade away from making the Super Bowl. So, I mean, holding him is really not going to hurt you anyway. Hopefully it gets cleared up. Next year you can trade him for his actual full value and then get what you deserve out of him.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
What the fuck is Zeke barking at? What?
Oh, I wish I knew. I would love. I'd love to go check, but I can't because
Andrew,
I'd interrupt
the tell podcast. I don't even care if the barking's not going to be heard by our listeners because of your.
Oh yeah, they're aware of it now because of you.
They're special. No. It's distracting for me. I can't focus on Deshaun Watson potentially playing the NFL when I have Zeke booming in my ears.
He likes to get up on the couch, look out the window, and look at the neighbors who are like getting in and out of their cars. I don't think he realizes that they live there. He gets very upset that
you're gonna have to give him a barking collar, right? You gotta shock him.
Maybe
shock him.
Get rid of him.
I mean, throw him in the trash.
Trash dog. Isn't that where you got your dog?
I got him on the side of the highway, and actually, I didn't get him on the side of the highway. The shelter got him on the side of the highway. I got him at the shelter. It wasn't like I was driving down the road and I saw Tom and he was giving me the little hitchhiker thumb, being like, hey, yo, we need some rides.
That'd have been funny.
That would have been funny.
Anyway, Deshaun Watson, that's all we know about what's going on with that.
Where do you see Cam then? Let's go back to Cam. Where do you see Cam
that's
ending
the
up?
Whole point. He'd be a backup somewhere, and from what I understand, the Vikings are leading on signing him to be a backup. It's not like last year where there were starting jobs available. I don't think Cam is gonna. He might end up starting somewhere like due to injury, because if somebody gets hurt, like happens every single year, there people are gonna sign Cam most likely before they're like, oh, I'll take Blake Bortles, or they'll take Cam before they take like a Matt Cassel, right? So he'll get a call when somebody gets hurt. It's just a matter of will he be on a team before that happens, or is he going to be like waiting in free agency for a majority of the season?
I do not think, Andrew, that Cam Newton will be waiting in free agency for most of the season, even though he's not, and I agree, he's not a starting quarterback. I don't know how good McCorkle Jones, Cheeseburger Jones is going to be doing based off of the pictures that have come out. He's going to be just like Tom Brady. He's got the perfect unflattering pick right before he plays. I think that's perfect. Now, for Cam Newton, I think he's going to I would love to have a Cam Newton as a backup. A Cam Newton as a backup. Cam Newton as a backup quarterback is as blue chip as backup quarterbacks get.
That's
name
solid.
Name a better backup that you'd rather have who's not better, who like isn't good enough to start. I can't think of one.
No, I can't. Like best backups right now in the league, I think, are Gardner Minshew is a good backup. Although he was a great backup for Jacksonville because he knew the offense. I don't know how he's going to be for Philadelphia, like, because he's going to be relearning shit.
Right.
Ryan Fitzpatrick was a phenomenal backup for Tua last year.
Fitzpatrick, yeah,
but he's a starter now. I mean, otherwise, off the top of my head, I can't really think of anyone who I'm like, this is a like Alex Smith last year, great backup. But
toothpicks.
No,
toothpicks
he was,
for
though.
Legs.
I mean,
toothpicks for legs.
But otherwise, I Cam would be a phenomenal backup for a lot of guys, but it's just a matter of whether he'll take that pay cut or like what he's. I mean, I'm assuming he's not done with football. He'll probably get signed.
No, he's not done. He's not done.
I just couldn't pick where.
Might go to Carolina, Andrew. He might go back to Carolina.
No, there's no possible way. There's I'm telling you, there's no way. It's bridges burned, baby. Honestly, so on the website, on Johnny wrote an article. Actually, he talks about Cam. He thinks that the Dolphins should sign Cam because they don't really have a backup QB either behind Tua. I mean, I don't know who's back there. Sure, I could see that.
Tua player, like, you want Cam? I'm sure any Dolphins player would love to have Cam Newton as their backup because Tua is not going to be the starter the whole season. He's just not going to be. Tua is not a good starting quarterback.
Might not deserve to be it, but they literally don't have anybody else. Like, so I don't know. Like, I think you have to start him all season unless you're going to go and sign. Like,
unless you get Cam.
Unless you get Cam. I want Cam in that orange color rush jersey. I would buy one of those so fast.
Those would look sick. Orange
Newton jerseys.
Those would look sick. God. Are we supposed to be debating right now if the Dolphins are going to be good? Why?
That was just an article.
Fuck
that,
do I care
that
about? Why the fuck?
Well, what do you know about the Dolphins? Let's flip it around. I don't think you know enough about the Dolphins to decide.
I know that they sucked last year. I know that Tua
they weren't bad last year.
What was the record?
10-6.
Really?
Yeah.
You're lying. No, you're lying.
I'm
not
lying.
10-6. They were 10-6 last year.
They were 10-6 and they missed the playoffs because they lost. They missed out, and the Colts made the wild card game, and then the Colts lost to. Oh, the Colts almost won their playoff game, but they did not. I was very excited. I wanted them to win. But.
Fuck! I was hoping for like an 8-8 record. They were 10-6. All right. Well, let me tell you something. They're not going to win 10 games this year. They're not going to win 10 games this year.
No, I don't think so either. I definitely.
So we're on the same page. They suck. Ten or bust. Ten or bust, dude. Ten or bust. What are we talking about?
There are rankings in how this goes. Like, there's bad. There's bad. There's abysmal. There's bad.
There's Texans.
That's the Texans. Yeah. And then there's average. Now, average does not mean good, but average.
Panthers?
I mean, 8-8, and you can't even go 8-8 anymore. Like, you're gonna either have a winning or a losing record.
Panthers
in the NFL.
Panthers.
Panthers are gonna be average. Panthers are gonna. Yeah. We have one of the better receiving cores in all of football, but we also have Sam Darnold. So, I mean, like, take that for what it is. I so want Sam Darnold to be good because he is so young. He was the youngest starting quarterback in the NFL ever. He's a baby boy. He's a little
how old is he right now?
Boy. Let me see what age he is.
This would be a great job for our new producer who's going to be joining the podcast in a couple weeks?
The 16th. Yeah. A couple weeks. Up there he goes again.
Yeah, Zeke needs to chill the fuck out. Give him some
new bed base. So excited.
Did he?
All right, Sam Darnold.
How big is it?
24.
Is it as big as your bed?
No, it is huge though. It's from a free plug for the company. It's called Canine Ballistics. The reason I got it is because it comes with like a Kevlar covering, and so they can't chew through it. And if they do chew through it in 120 days, they say if he eats it, we eat it, and they eat the price, and then they'll send.
Oh, that's great! I love that. Right. I love that. If he eats it, we eat it. If he eats poop, we eat poop.
Exactly. So Sam Darnold's 24 years old, birthday June 5th, 1997.
That is young. He's still a young boy.
That is
young
as hell. So I don't know. I've said this before, and I will continue to say it. As long as he is either great or terrible, I'll be happy. Because if he's terrible, then we're going to get rid of him. He's on a one-year deal. If he's great, then we'll keep him. If he's average, that's my worst fear because I don't know what that
he's going to be average, and so are the Panthers.
Like, he needs 35 touchdowns for me to go, okay, I will see where he goes with this. We're going to, if we roll our cap into next year.
He needs 35 touchdowns? Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
No.
He will not break 30.
He will 35 touchdowns.
35 touchdowns is like really good.
Yeah, it is really good. I'm not saying he's going to do it. I'm saying to me as a fan, this is not analytics. This is not fantasy.
He needs
as a
fan of the Panthers. He needs to win the MVP this year.
I don't know about MVP. It'd be cool if he was in the running. I mean, think about
no, Andrew, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you, dude. 35 touchdowns for Sam Darnold is ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Think about his college career. Think about the hype coming in. I'm not, again, you're not, don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying he's going to be amazing. I'm saying he needs to be amazing for to get my vote of confidence. I'm going to ride with him because he's my fucking,
I know, QB1 but for lower your expectations a bit. Lower your expectations a bit.
Because if he doesn't get that, I don't want him. I do not want to be stuck with a mediocre QB. I want what if he a has, solid
okay.
QB.
Okay. Hold on. What if he has 30 touchdowns?
And you'd have to tell me the other stats. Like I'm not saying
okay,
I'm gonna be
inflexible. 30 touchdowns but, and 30 interceptions.
You know, fuck that. I'm out. I'm not doing it. Like
the Jameis Winston 30 for 30 club. No.
Dude, if he threw 30 touchdowns but had like 4,500 yards, I'd be like, okay, you know what? I mean, that's fine. As long if he doesn't have a billion turnovers, or if he doesn't come off the field saying, I was seeing ghosts out there. If he doesn't do that again, you know. Fucking whatever.
Okay. I'm trying to think. What if he has 25 touchdown passes, but you guys have a winning record this season?
Like, as in like 9-8?
Let's go 10-7.
No, I still don't want it. Unless he rushes for 10 himself. No. How about this? He needs 35 total touchdowns. Then I'd be like, all right.
That's more doable than 35 passing.
Probably. I mean, of course it's more doable, but I'm just saying, if he can't do that, I don't want him. I want the upside. I would rather we have a shit season, we let him go, and then we sign a rookie QB. I mean, we could have had Justin Fields. We went with J.C. Horn, who's he's a phenomenal cornerback prospect. And
go Cox.
Looked awesome. And he's looked really good, and I'm very excited for him. But, I mean, we could have had Justin Fields, so we'll see. What else is going on in the NFL world? A lot of drafts going on, a lot of fantasy drafts. Oh, this is a perfect time. I'm going to plug. There's a new podcast out on B3T Sports. If you go to the website, you'll be able to get to the all our podcast page, one for Bed Bath Beyond, and our new show, Fantasy Fight Night. Myself and Adam Kurt were the hosts. It'll come out once a week on Tuesdays. We're going to have our first episode came out. We did a mock draft. It was a half point PPR mock draft. Lots of fantasy drafts are going on right now. This is the weekend of fantasy football drafts.
Did you have fun? Did you have fun?
I have
drafting
a lot of my drafts are not done yet. Actually, a lot of them.
I haven't drafted yet. I haven't drafted yet this year.
Oh, you have. How many leagues are you in this year?
I am in three.
Three. All right, let's go.
And I'm excited. A survivor pool.
Oh, yes.
Where you have to pick a winner. You have to pick a winner every week, and you can't use the same team twice.
Okay. So what's your strategy for that typically? Because this is the second year you've done this, right?
You got to look up matchups.
Well,
it's not. Oh, yeah. I fucked around with DraftKings had something last year, and I fucked around with it, but I missed the deadline to submit my picks for 1 week, and then I was out because you have to submit your picks every week or you're out of the pool. So my strategy, and it was pretty good, is just looking at games, and you got to save the Chiefs, you got to save the Ravens, you got to save the Bills, you got to save, you know, these top tier teams that are going to be 10 plus win teams this season.
Right.
And you got to save them towards the end of the season. You got to get some of the easier average teams like the Panthers. If the Panthers are playing the Texans week one, that's a perfect opportunity to pick the Panthers.
Right.
You know, like start taking risks early on. Do not get to the end of the season and all of a sudden you're like, fuck, well, the only teams that I can pick right now are the fucking Jets, the Jaguars, and the fucking Dolphins.
Well, so I've seen a lot of strategies with this where, like, you build out your list early on tiers, just like who is good and who is not good. And, like, well, who's good, who's bad, and who's, like, average, like you said, and you have the three tiers. And you have, like, the six teams that are good, and you hold them for as long as you fucking can. I don't know. I think it's really tough in those situations because at least it's winner take all. It's not like, oh, the longer you go, the better chance you have of like some payout. It's, you know, you have to win the whole fucking thing.
Winner take all, baby.
Right. So it's like taking the risks early is totally acceptable because if you're out, yeah, you're out. But I mean, it's whatever. But I mean, it's way worse to make it 16 of 17 weeks and then to fucking lose in week 16 because you had a shit pick. Because exactly. You didn't have anyone else to go for it, and you're out anyway. Because you spent all that time, so take your risks early. Yeah, I agree. I did one of those last year. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do those this year. I'm going to do a lot of DFS this year, and obviously, I'm going to be doing my 10 team parlay every single fucking week. I'll get an extra week of that actually with 17 weeks. So
I don't understand, Andrew. I don't understand how it's fun to be commissioner of 5+ teams. It's just not fun. Well, being in 5+ leagues in and of itself is not fun. To be commissioner of that many.
Some of these leagues are set it and forget it. You draft and then like, and then the only thing that you have to do as the commissioner, the only thing you have to do is collect fees and do payout. And then you have to settle a dispute every once in a while. Like you check and make sure that like, if there are random people in there and there's a weird trade, you're like, are they like colluding? Or are they just bad at fantasy football? I very rarely play with random people. This year, I'm in a couple extra leagues where I'm with people I've never played with before, but I'm with people who I do know who vouch for them. So that's kind of interesting. I don't suspect there'll be a lot of problems. There very rarely are. I've only ever had one really weird thing. There's a draft called the Megalo Bowl where it is
Megalo Bowl.
Yep, it's hosted by a podcast called the Fantasy Footballers. They hold it every year. It's on Sleeper, and it is a 10,000 person fantasy league. Obviously, you don't all play in the same like thing, but there's 10,000 people. You get randomly like seeded into these 12 team leagues. And then you play fantasy until like week 7. And then it starts taking your total score versus other people in the league who have made it that far. Everyone who hasn't made like the top 2 in their league after week 7, they get dropped. And like you could manage your team if you want, but it doesn't really matter.
Loser bracket.
Exactly. And then the winner gets, I believe, like a free like signed jersey from fantasy. From the Fantasy Footballers, and you get to be in their listener league the next year. And it's just fun to play against 10,000 other people because it's like I won a fucking massive fantasy league. That was the one
bragging right
I had
bragging rights.
Well, that's the one where I had Barkley and Michael Thomas last year, and I was like so fun.
So you did really well.
So I'm in it this year to win it. That is happening like next Tuesday. So you want to talk about sports betting now? You want to go on your tirade?
Yes, I do want to go on to my tirade. Now, Andrew, we have been sports bettors for a long time now. As long as we've known each other, me and you have been sports bettors. Yes, that's a correct statement. Wait. Who's our sponsor today? Who's our sponsor today, Andrew? Show it up nice and high, nice and proud.
Nature's Touch Spring Water.
That's a terrible sponsorship. That's a terrible sponsorship.
You,
okay.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? That's not even Nature's Touch spring water. That's tap water in a Nature's Spring bottle. So
how much are they paying us?
Oh God, wouldn't you like to know? For once they came to me.
Okay. So going back to sports betting. Sports betting is great. Keep the lights listen, on. Listen. Sports betting is great, okay, because it makes you care about the games more. Obviously, by having money on the game, you care about the game more. Now, here's the thing. I have been doing sports betting for a long time now, 5+ years, okay? So that's a good chunk of time, especially in my youth, okay? I am starting – now, sports betting hasn't always been legal, okay? Now that it's legal, you see a lot of people coming out of the woodworks – ready to jump on DraftKings, ready to jump on FanDuel or whatever is their legal sports book in their state. And they get all excited. They're like, yeah, I'm going to make a bunch of money. I'm going to make a bunch of money because sports betting, I know sports, right? Like I'm really good at sports and I know sport. This is going to be a really bad rant because I'm literally going to beat the shit out of sports betting right now because it is a loser's game. It is a loser's game. You can get lucky just like you can win the lottery. Just like you can go to a scratch-off at a 7-Eleven and you you can win a lot of money. However, the model behind sports betting, the very institutions that you go to place sports bets, the sports books, I'm talking about FanDuel, DraftKings, William Hill, Barstool Sportsbooks, the numbers are always in their favor, okay? There's a reason. Yeah,
absolutely.
There's a reason why this is a multi-billion dollar industry. It's because the sports books are making the money, not the average bettor, okay? So when I get little bright-eyed, like, you know, Casey or a little bright-eyed Frankie, okay? I can say their names because we have Frankie and we got Casey. Casey writes blogs for us, used to. Frankie is one of our friends. When I get them all bright-eyed and they come to me, they're like, hey, I just won $60 off of a five-game parlay. Woo, I put in $5 and I got $60. Okay, great. Right. Like, what you can buy a tank of gas. Good job. Guess what?
You can that's buy more $5 bets.
Yeah.
Which is what Guess they what? Do with that, by the way. Which is what everyone does with that.
Sure. Guess what? That's never going to happen again. Like, that's never going to happen again. You're not going to win another five-game parlay for another year, and you're going to lose more than you're going to gain. And yes, there are smarter people than that. There are people that know how to hammer USL soccer bets, okay? There are people that know, like, the niches, like tennis in Yugoslavia, right? Like, oh, there's this tennis match in Serbia tonight. Yes, if you actually look at the numbers and you find oddities in the odds, if you find loopholes in the odds that don't add up, you can make a lot of money, okay? However, sports betting should be viewed as just a fun little activity.
Right, absolutely.
That
I'm not peddling sports betting as your 401k investment retirement strategy. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not even saying that either.
I'm saying, like, you're not going to make any money. You're not going to, like, you, the person who's watching this, you are not going to make any real money from sports betting unless you win the lottery. You could be someone who wins the lottery. Congrats. But it's not going to happen.
I think that's true. And I think the reason that's true is because I think people are naive. I think we've all done it as sports bettors. I'm like, sometimes you're sitting there and you're watching a game that you don't care about in a sport that you don't care about. And you're like, you know what? I can make this a little bit better. I'll throw $10 on the underdog just to see if I can make like $20. It's like, that'll pay for my dinner tonight as I'm sitting here fucking at the bar. But I also think, like, if I was disciplined enough, which I mean, I have been in the last year, I basically only bet NFL. And yeah, I have some long shot bets, but this year I'm going in with a different kind of strategy for how I'm going to bet on some of these games. And I'm not saying it's going to work, but I do feel, as somebody who spends a lot of time watching the NFL and professional football, that is my, like, I do have a slight edge. Now, I'm not saying I have an edge over the sports books, but I do have a slight edge over, like, an average off the street bettor. Like, just for example, I think you would too if you were, like, betting Zedrun, right? Or, like, just because if you have
Zedrun is a strategy game. Hold on. Zedrun is a strategy game.
I'm saying if you were watching a stream and you were betting on the horses, if no one has any knowledge of the horses,
I would never do that. No. I would never do that. I would never bet on Zedrun.
It's not about what you would or wouldn't do. I'm saying if you did it, you would have more, like, because there are going to be horses, let's say, in a top race where you'd be like, I know that horse from, like, being in the community, and I know that horse is good, and I haven't heard of the other horses. So if you had a gun to your head, you would pick that horse probably. But novice people who don't know anything about the space, they obviously, it's a total gamble. What I'm saying is that, yeah, these things are gambles. That's the whole point. It's fun. It's not meant to get you rich. But if you have like a 1-10% edge, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's an edge. You that does exist. It's not like every single person out here is just a complete novice, right?
Yes, you can get an edge. You can get an edge and everything like that. You're making the sports books rich. That's what I'm trying to say. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme. It's like, hey, like, wow, I've got this really cool thing. Like, if you actually get lucky, you could make some money. But like, if you're cool with just being like, hey, I'm cool with losing $20 this game, I'm cool with that. Then I'm gonna give it to someone else. I'm cool with that. And I've actually been, this is someone who actually was in the green last year. I think last year, because of my Super Bowl bet, my accidental stupid right. Super Bowl bet, where I accidentally bet, I mean, I bet like $4,000 or $5,000.
$750.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hedged it. Right, right. I hedged it. So I actually came out in the green by maybe like $500, right? Thanks to the right. Super Bowl bet. 750. I can't remember what it was. So, I mean, that's a cool, like...
Well, you also have to remember what you get for
$750 these days.
Well, you got to remember what you're paying for, too. Because, yeah, you're paying to place a sports bet, but that's not just what you're doing. You're paying for the entertainment. Like, when I go and I, like, say you go to pay to skydive or something, that's not money that's getting invested or money that's coming back to you, and it's going to make the skydiving people rich as an industry that they hold. But it's something fun and entertaining that you are doing. Now, some people are really entertained by sports gambling.
Here's the thing. You are paying, quote unquote, entertainment, because the entertainment is always the possibility of winning money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a facade. It's fake. It's a fake entertainment because no. The system says you are making sports books rich by doing this. The odds are against you and all this stuff. The entertainment is always centered around making money when it comes to sports betting. It's yeah. all because if it wasn't, no one's going to be like, hey, let's watch this game.
To skydiving, where the entertainment comes from not dying.
Right, right. So, so if you were like, hey, here's $20, I'm going to watch this game anyway, but here's $20, no one would do it because they want to make money. They want to make the $20. They don't want to give it away. Sports betting makes other people rich, and that's why I'm totally off of it, Andrew. I'm like not even joking. Like NFL could that's come around insane. And I might change my mind. I have zero urge to sports bet again. I have zero urge.
I feel like you've got a much lower urge to watch football this year too, though.
That's not true at all. I cannot wait.
Do you think you are the most excited you've been to watch football?
For the Ravens specifically, like I'm just as excited. I am 100% just as excited for the NFL season as I was last year. I have zero urge to sports bet right now. I literally someone zapped me with a anti-gambling addiction gun.
I can fix this.
Maybe you can, but I literally have no...
We're golfing today, and we're going to be out there, and we're going to be betting. So
Here's the thing. Sure. I will 100% always bet on myself in skillful competitions. That's the same with Zed Run. Sure. Zed Run is gambling, but I think that I'm betting on myself because it's a skill-based game, right? So there's strategy involved and everything like that. I'm betting on myself. Same thing when I gamble in the crypto market or in the NFT market or the stock market, I'm gambling on myself because there's strategy involved. When there's
there's strategy. So here's the thing. You're not wrong because, again, I want to make sure that we're getting this right. You're not wrong that if you went in to the sports book, say DraftKings, and you looked at all the things and you just randomly picked things out because you're like, I like this team and I like that team. I mean, that's what probably the starting gambler does. I mean, I know for a fact that if you and I went and looked at a sports book for the NFL, you can't say that there's no strategy. Yeah, they're set up for the sports books to make as much money as possible. But you're not taking ridiculously weird odd games just because you're
the odds they give you, Andrew, if are specifically there was a tool designed
out there that could go out and look at all the odds for all the sports books and then spit back out which ones are the best deals to take.
Doesn't exist. Nah, so it's sad, but that would be cool, Andrew. That would be cool if there was a tool out there that did that. Okay. But as of right now, all the odds, all the options that the sports books are giving you, you can think you have an edge, but the odds that they're giving you,
others.
Maybe in your opinion, I know one of my friends in Chicago is making a killing right now because he hammers overs on USL soccer games. Like, that's his bread and butter. Sure. And he's made, I guess, a good bit of money. So that, and that kind of combines the strategy skill portion of sports betting.
Right.
But sports betting as a whole will always benefit. Okay. Yeah. Will always benefit the institution.
Well, it has to, because if it didn't, it wouldn't be a business. Then it would be
a charity. Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, but that's the thing. There's so many businesses. Again, I'm willing to pay the entertainment fee, because also it also depends on like what you're betting. Yeah, if you're going in and just betting single games, like even whether you're betting $5 or $20, like, and unless you're betting something crazy, you're not going to make a lot of money, even if you do win. That's why I like the 10-team parlay. I feel like I'm not even kidding. I feel like it tests my skill. It's extremely unlikely to hit, and I'm aware of that. I'm throwing the $5 away every single time. But $5 a week for 17 weeks is like whatever. Like you mentioned, it's whatever amount that is. It's whatever. I find losing it. But
How close were you last year to nailing a 10 game?
I had two games. Or 2 weeks where I won 9, one of them didn't really matter because the first one lost at in the noon slot. So like, and then the other ones won, which is unfortunate, but happens. I had the one go to the Sunday night game, and then if that would have happened, then I could have hedged and I could have made.
That was like I want to say that was the Seahawks and Cardinals.
Seahawks, Arizona Cardinals. Yep, that was fucking stupid. And then I had two go to 8 games. I had 4 go to 7 games, and then I had a couple 5 and 4 games. So I mean, I was like,
maybe
was
this year, close. Andrew. Maybe this year.
That's what I'm saying. And you'll be out. You guys can read about it. Obviously, I'll be posting them, and I'll post them beforehand so everyone can get their fucking little hands in the pot. While we were talking about Zedron, you just wrote an article about Zedron. You wanna?
Did I?
Yeah. Oh wait. Well, I mean, I guess your updates article.
My updates article. What are you talking about?
They made updates. They're making updates with the breeding and fatigue.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Andrew.
All right.
So
we're gonna.
What? What are we gonna?
We're gonna talk about fantasy football. If you're not good.
No. I'll talk real quick about Zedron. Zedron put out some updates. I did write about this, but I wrote about this last week, so I don't know why you're bringing it up now.
Well, because, I mean, you haven't posted your new article yet.
No, not yet. Tomorrow. Tomorrow it'll be up.
Tomorrow.
But.
What am I going to do? Am I going to tell the people about an article you're going to write tomorrow?
I don't know, Andrew. I don't know. But listen, they introduced fatigue. They introduced fatigue, and they removed odds from the game. You know what? Let's talk about fantasy. What do you want to talk about fantasy?
I released a top 199 list. It compiles all my rankings from the preseason for tight ends, running backs, quarterbacks, and wide receivers. I want to know if you want to fight about any of it, or if you just you didn't read it.
I totally read it, Andrew. So I totally read your article. Did you read my Zedron update article?
Of course I did. I need to be informed for when I race Wumbo again.
Yeah, how many times have you raced Wumbo?
Since buying him? Once.
He's a shit horse. He needs to be sent to the glue factory.
How do you know? We got to race him at 2400. Maybe I'll do that tonight.
Maybe. Yeah, you should. You should keep seeing what I think he's glue,
he might be, but also with only 3 races, it's also the mystery, right? Horse prices are going up like as a whole. So I mean, well, like, sitting on him is right. So I'm sitting on him at 4 races. That's kind of like, it's like the mystery box. Like, he could be anything. He could even be glue, but who knows?
But he could be good at a specific distance that you haven't raced him yet.
Be the greatest horse that's ever raced. He could
at 1,000 meters.
At 1,000 meters.
He's definitely not the greatest horse that ever existed in any of the 3 distances that you've already raced him on.
Oh no, not even possible. Not a way that could be true. But we'll see. Like I said, if it's going up in price, I'll hold for a little bit.
The only thing I want to fight with you about, besides everything else that we've talked about on this podcast, is I am taking Derrick Henry over Saquon Barkley 100% of the time this year. in the draft. If I have the choice
in between, in a specific league format, or are you just saying no matter what?
No matter, I will. Yeah, no matter what.
Well, I mean, well, because there's, you know, there's standard, which is, you know,
who cares? Normal, who cares if it's PPR standard, half PPR, a point? I don't give a fuck.
Well,
I don't give
a because shit. Because Derrick Henry doesn't catch the football.
Yeah, he just runs for two. He just runs for 2,000 yards last season, and Saquon just injures his fucking leg like it's
it's Alex Smith's leg. Saquon didn't. Let's be clear. Over the last 2 years, Derrick Henry has over like 650 carries. That's tired legs. Saquon didn't play all last year. No,
he's like the Patriots. You know? Hold on, he's like the Patriots. You keep starting Derrick Henry until he doesn't rush for a ridiculous amount of yards.
I mean, he's still number five in my rankings. I'm not like
just five. Hold on. Five overall or five running back?
Five overall.
You're blurry.
I am. I'm trying to fix it as you're talking. I was hoping you would continue because that means anyone who's watching.
I will, Andrew, I will 100% stop what I'm doing and call out anything that's annoying me during this podcast, whether it's Zeke barking, whether it's your crappy tap water being a sponsor, or whether I can't see your fucking face because you look like you're at the bottom of a lake. Doesn't matter. I'll call it out every time. Stop touching the camera. Yeah. I'm taking Derrick Henry.
I'm trying to fix it.
Name the four players that you have ranked above Derrick Henry.
Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, and Saquon Barkley.
Saquon's he's got to go. Saquon's got to go.
I mean, consensus Saquon's going at like number eight, I want to say. I have him higher just because
Dalvin, I think that he is. Dalvin, no. I would take Christian McCaffrey, Kamara, and then Derrick Henry.
I mean, I feel like consensus-wise, people don't agree with you. Dalvin's like the consensus number two. Christian McCaffrey's the number one. But the Henry, the Kamara, the Zeke, those three guys are kind of like in a whatever. It's whatever is convenient to you in your format, or like if you're however you've done keepers or whatever, it's kind of whatever. Barkley, like I said, is at eight. Even Jonathan Taylor, Austin Eckler, like those guys are sometimes going ahead of him. So
nope.
All right. Nope. Nope. That's the show, people.
Nope. Good night, everyone. Grapefruit.
All right. Don't forget grapefruit. Actually, not grapefruit. Don't forget, follow us on all our socials. Go sign up for the jersey thing. People got to know.
People are probably watching this just for the jersey giveaway, this episode in particular.
It's going to be called the jersey giveaway.
Is it going to be called the jersey? We didn't talk about
it. It's going to be called the jersey giveaway.
I didn't green light anything. I didn't green light anything.
It's going to be called the jersey giveaway, and the link is going to be in the description along with all our socials and all that shit.
Great. I'm going to name this episode Sports Betting is a Scam. That's the name of this episode.
That sounds bad for the brand.
We're rebranding, baby. We're rebranding. Ain't nothing wrong with a rebrand. Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk, the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
showers because baths are for babies.